do join in if you can see them, but we're going to project the lyrics anyway. So basically, this is the speech chain that we're looking at here. This is the speaker. There's the linguistic level, which is what's going on in the brain. Physiological level, which is when you're producing the sounds, moving the muscles. Then there's the acoustic level, which is when the sound waves travel through the air. Then we've got the ear, etc. I'm not going to dwell too much on this, but we're interested in this part, the physiological and the acoustic level, the production of speech and the measuring of the speech signal. So this is a spectrogram here showing the waveform of the sound. This guy is saying super. So you can see the information, that's a fricative. This is a back vowel. Then we've got a nasal there and an open vowel here. And so when we're teaching phonetics, we teach people about segments, consonants, vowels, etc. This is the IPA chart. If you have to have one of those scanner things, you can scan this at the end if you want the IPA chart. So we've got consonants, and we've got, which we measure according to place, voice, and manner of articulation, and vowels, which is to do with the placement of the tongue in the oral cavity, and these are charts that look at that kind of stuff. Now there's lots and lots of vowels in English, and there's also lots and lots of consonants. So what we're gonna do is sing you some songs. First one is about vowels and consonants.
Imagine you knew, I do. My favorite bite from sounding right, the whole fortnight. In backness, roundness, and in height, like shooters do in summer in London. If I should not vibrate my vocal folds in consonants at end of words, like I was told, you'll understand the reason is it gets too cold in summer in London. I can see me speaking the way that I do for all my life. Now you told me I should be speaking like you to change my life.
Now we need some concentration here. There's E and U, an R and I, an O, an R, an O, an A. I wonder why a language needs so many vowels to try to say the things that we all say.
Let's try that together.
There's E and U, an R and I, an O, an R, an O, an A. I wonder why a language needs so many vowels to try to say the things that we all say. Them sounding right the whole fortnight in backness, roundness, and in height, like shooters do in summer in London, in summer in London, in summer in London,
the same again,
in summer.
Logarithmic rhythmic scale. So what this is the actual output, and that's something that we look at, and you also sometimes see software for training non-native speakers where this kind of thing is available to them. Now, generally speaking, however, if we are training non-native speakers, or even if we're training students,
sometimes.
We use these things called interlinear diagrams, and these are very popular at UCL. So here's our conversation, and the speaker says, "Hi," and the second one says, "Hello." So we can see these diagrams here. "Hi, hello, how are you?" "Well, thanks, you?" "Yes, good. Really looking forward to science show off." Basically all there is to it. But you try teaching students that, and that's when it gets hard. So, the next song is one that I wrote. This is based on the song The Locomotion. Do please sing along. This one's called Doing Intonation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jade Setter and Tim Water!